right, it's time to talk about my political views. My political views. I know you guys are just dying to know what are Mark's political views. I need to know them. You know, you probably couldn't even sleep last night. You were just tossing and turning, wondering, what are Mark's political views? Well, today's your lucky day because I'm gonna... What's that? You slept great last night. Oh. You don't care about my political views? The last thing I need is to hear another person yapping away about their political beliefs? Oh. The last thing I need to hear is another person yapping away about their political beliefs. Well, I guess if you don't want to hear my political beliefs, I'll just have to teach you English instead. Do you know what yapping means? Yapping. Yapping means barking. We use this word yapping for small dogs, like Shih Tzus. Look at that Shih Tzu. Isn't that a appropriate name for a small dog like that? A Shih Tzu. Because they just yap all the time, you know. So yapping means barking, but sort of like a high-pitched barking, right? Like yap, 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 right? These kind of dogs, they bark, but if you want to be more specific, you can say they just yapping all the time. Yapping. Yap, 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 yap. Now, if we say yapping away means to talk a lot. Okay, so, you know, if you know someone who talks a lot, you can say, yeah, my friend's always yapping away about something. Yapping away. It can almost be, it can almost mean like complaining or just to talk a lot, right? It's not just barking. Like, you know, when we use the word bark, a dog could bark once, right? Woof or arf, right? It's just once. But when we use the word yapping away, it's like, it just doesn't stop, right? That's why those kind of dogs, those small dogs are so annoying. Like if your neighbor has a small dog like that, they're probably just yapping away all the time. And it's really annoying. Okay. So we can use yapping. Now, you know, with words like this, with ing, you know, sometimes we take the G off. And we just put a little apostrophe, whatever it's called. Yeah, a little apostrophe thing there. And we just say yapping. But you can say yapping, too. It's the same thing. Okay, or you could say, Mark, shut your pie hole. Mark, shut your pie hole. You know what that means? You know what pie hole means? Pie hole means your mouth. Mark, shut your mouth. Shut your pie hole. Because that's the hole where you put pie, right? If you want to eat pie, look at that nice pie. Okay, if you want to eat pie, you put it into your mouth. You put it into that hole. At least I hope you put it into that hole. Don't put it into any other holes. Put it into your pie hole. Put it into your mouth, okay? All right, so hey, if you've already learned something about English, you should subscribe to my channel. You've got to. It's your obligation. Because you've already learned some words. You learned yapping, you learned pie hole, and we haven't even started the main word. Okay, the main word I want to teach you guys is pigeonhole. Okay, pigeonhole, holes everywhere. Pie hole, pigeonhole. Okay, do you know what this means? Now, this is a political, we can use it in a political way. Okay, so what is a pigeon? Well, this kind of bird is a pigeon, okay? A pigeon is sort of like a dove. You know, what's the difference between a pigeon and a dove? I don't know. So this is like these holes. Okay, they are pigeon holes. Okay, so that's the literal meaning. Okay, but it can be used in like a political way. And when we use it in this way, can you hear that loud plane flying over my house? If you can't hear it, then smash like for the quality of this microphone. It means the microphone is. I think you can hear it, right? Yeah, it's pretty loud. Okay, but anyway, so pigeonholing, very often when we use it in this political sense, we use it with the ing. Okay, pigeonholing. What does it mean to pigeonhole someone? To pigeonhole someone. Well, okay, take a look at this girl here. Okay, this girl is wearing a red hat, and the hat says, "Make America Great Again." Okay, nice hat, nice girl wearing a red hat. Fine, right? Wait a minute. What are you thinking? Are you thinking, you're a Trump supporter? You voted for Trump. She must have voted for Trump. She must own a gun. She must be a racist. She must be a bad person because she's wearing a MAGA hat. I know what kind of person she is. I know exactly what kind of person she is. I don't like her. I don't like you because you're wearing that hat. I know exactly what kind of person you are. You do all these things. You own a gun. You hate minorities. You just a bad person. So we are pigeonholing her. Okay, if we have those ideas, we think we know who she is, what she does in her life. Okay, we're pigeonholing her. We're putting her in a box. You know, actually, we don't know. We don't know what kind of a person she is. Maybe she got the hat as a present from her grandma. You know, maybe she doesn't even know what it means. Maybe she wants to make America great. Maybe she likes that message, make America great again. Maybe she doesn't even know it has anything to do with Donald Trump. Okay, so, you know, maybe she doesn't even like guns. She doesn't even own guns. Maybe she's like a volunteer in Mexico. We don't know anything about her, okay? So if we jump to conclusions, if we judge her, then we are pigeonholing her, okay? We're pigeonholing her. And that's sort of not a great thing to do. Now, you know, here's another example. Hey, do you know who this guy is? That's me. Okay, look at there. I'm wearing a red shirt. This is a few months ago. About 6 or 7 months ago, I was in the country of Laos over New Year. Remember, that's where I brought in 2020. Wow. At that time, did we know 2020 was going to be such a crazy year? I don't know. I don't think I knew how crazy 2020 was going to be. But anyway, so I was in the country of Laos, and an old woman had a shop. She said, come buy some t-shirts. So I went and I bought some t-shirts. Okay. So I'm wearing a nice red t-shirt here. It's got a yellow hammer and sickle, and people in the comments said, Mark must be a communist, ignorant. He must hate freedom. Mark is a bad guy. Actually, a lot of people said they were going to unsubscribe. Well, maybe not a lot, but a few people said they were going to unsubscribe from my channel because I was wearing that shirt, you know, a red shirt with a yellow logo. Okay, now why did they hate this so much? Well, it's because this is the communist symbol. Okay, actually, it's one of the country's flags. If you go to Laos, you'll see two flags. There's the Laos national flag. I think it's blue and red and white maybe. And then you'll see a lot of flags like this. Okay, so these flags are everywhere. So you know, a lot of T-shirts have this on them and everything. This is the communist symbol. Okay, so I mean Laos is a communist country. You know, just like Vietnam or China or a lot of some countries around the world are communist countries, right? And people said, you know, he must be a communist. To be honest, I don't even like communism. I don't even like communism. It's just a shirt. I bought this shirt from a nice old woman. Okay, the people in Laos, nice people. You know, I have no idea about the government. I didn't have any problems with the government coming and going. You know, it was from my perspective, you know, it was a nice country. And people commented, and it was funny because people from this part of the world said, hey, Mark, nice shirt. Yeah, hey, nice shirt. Nice people. You know, I have subscribers, for example, from Vietnam, Bulgaria, China, Russia. A lot of people said, hey, that's a great shirt, Mark. And then people from this side of the world, from like Western Europe, North America, this part, they said, Mark, that is a terrible shirt. I hate you. I hate that shirt. I'm going to unsubscribe from your channel. You know, here's the thing. If you want to be sort of like a world traveler, right, like me, you know, you sort of have to be a bit flexible, right? You can't have like super strong political views. What are you going to do? Just not go to Laos, not go to Vietnam? You know, Vietnam is also a communist country, and it's I have never been there, but it's pretty much on the top of my places to go. So I really want to go to Vietnam. Nice people. A lot of my subscribers are people who live in Vietnam and sort of that part of the world. So, you know, I love those people, nice people. You know, like I said, I don't like communism. I don't really like, you know, the ideology of communism, but maybe my subscribers do. I don't know. If you're my subscriber from Vietnam or Laos, let me know. Do you like your government? Do you like communism? Maybe you do. You know, that's the nature of the world. People have different ideas. People believe different things. They have different values, what kind of country they want to live in. You know, if I went to the US, I would wear a shirt like this. And you know what? A lot of people would tell me, hey, Mark, why are you wearing a terrible shirt? Don't you know that the American flag stands for tyranny? It stands for oppression, bullying, you know, financial greed. I don't know, all kinds of different bad stuff. And you know what I would say? I wouldn't say anything. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, probably does stand for those things. Okay, so you know, I mean, different countries have different values. They have different symbols. You know, for Americans, a lot of Americans think the American flag is like a symbol of freedom. You know, it's a symbol of freedom. But for a lot of other people, you know, let's say you live in a small village in Afghanistan, for example, you might see the American flag as a symbol of tyranny. You know, maybe American troops killed your family members or something. So, you know, the history of the world is pretty messy. You know, if you think your country is right, we are right. You know, I'm wearing a Canada shirt right now. You know, if I say Canada's been perfect, Canada has a perfect record, you know, all the other countries are wrong. Canada's the best place to be. There's a loud plane flying over my house again. But, you know, I've never made that claim. You know, Canada has an ugly history, just like most other countries. You know, I've talked about that in previous videos. You know, there's something called the residential school system. I won't talk about it now, but yeah, that's a very shameful thing in Canadian history. Yeah, so I mean, countries, look, in all my videos, I wear a Canada shirt, right? Sometimes people tell me, hey, Mark, you need to get a new shirt or you need to buy some new clothes. Yeah, you're probably right. But, you know, I'm a proud Canadian. I love Canada. Has Canada made mistakes? Yes, they've made a lot of mistakes. So symbols carry different meanings for different people. You know, it's funny, when I went to India, for example, a few years ago, for the first time, I've been to India twice. When I went there for the first time, I was wondering, why are there so many Nazis in India? Why are there so many Nazis here? Because I always saw the swastika, right? The Nazi symbol. But actually, it turned out, so I looked it up. Turned out it's like a Hindu, it's a symbol in Hinduism that is way older than the Nazis. The Nazis stole it and changed it a little bit from them, you know? So is that a bad symbol? Would I wear a symbol like that on my shirt? Yeah, you know, I would have no problem with it. You know, it's the Nazis who took that symbol and made it into a bad symbol. But for people in India, you know, for Hindus, it must be a nice symbol. I can't remember exactly what it means. Something about life, or I don't know. It's got a good meaning. It's a good symbol. So, you know, that's an example of how a symbol can be so powerful. Some people think a symbol is bad. Some people have a different idea of what that symbol means. So, you know, when we're talking about the world, when we're talking about like global travel, and you have to be sort of flexible. You know, if I went to the US, would I wear a shirt like this? Absolutely. I would have no problem, even though I don't support everything the US has done. They've done some terrible things, but I would still wear a shirt like that. Now, someone commented on that video and they said, don't wear that shirt when you come to Poland. Don't wear that shirt when you come to Poland. Yeah, I understand, right? It's good to be smart. You know, I understand. I'm not a history expert, but I know some basic history, right? Poland got hammered from both sides, you know, from the communists coming from the east and then the Nazis from the west. Yeah, I understand. You got to be smart. I would say context is key. Context. Okay, what is the context? You know, in that situation, I was wearing the shirt. I was not wearing the shirt in Poland. You know, I was wearing the shirt in Laos. You know, there's a difference. I would not have worn that shirt in Poland because I understand some history, right? I would say be open. People should be open to different ideas and be smart. You know, just because something isn't wrong doesn't mean it's smart. Like I talked about the Nazi symbol, right? If you're wearing that, if you're wearing that thing, I don't know what they call it in Hindi. If you're from India, let me know what that symbol is called in India, in your country. Because in English, it's called a swastika or a swastika. You can pronounce it different ways, swastika or swastika. Okay, so, I mean, if you're wearing a symbol similar like that in India, it's a lot different than if you're wearing it in Germany, right? It's just different context, different things. So just be open and be smart. Now, you might not know this about me, but I actually lived in China for over a year, almost a year and a half. I lived in China and it was, I had a good time. I mean, there were good experiences, there were bad things. There's some really great memories I have of China. So really great things about China, and then things that I don't like. So it's, you know, it's just one of those things. Sometimes you're in a situation, there are some good aspects of something, and there are some bad aspects of something. You know, you don't have to be 100% here or 100% there. You can sort of take a middle ground position. But take a look at this guy, okay? You know, that crazy guy is, that's me. And look where I am. I'm in Tiananmen Square. Who's that guy in the, on that poster in the background? That is Chairman Mao. Okay, so I know people are going to comment probably on this video. They're going to say, oh, Mark, you took a picture with Chairman Mao in the background? You're a communist. Look, the history of the world is messy. The history of the world is really messy. You know, sometimes I watch YouTube videos or I listen to podcasts of like political topics. Sometimes these debates sort of boil down to which ideology has killed more people. Has socialism or like communism killed more people in the world? Or has capitalism? You know, capitalists always say, oh, well, look how many people Mao killed. Look how many people Stalin killed. And then the other people say, well, look how many people died under capitalism in this case or that case. Yeah, my position is the history of the world is really, really messy. Look, people are different, right? People are different. People have different values, different beliefs, different political opinions. Hey, if you actually want to know my political opinions for real, just let me know down in the comments. And I'd be happy to make a video sharing my political beliefs. But if you're sick and tired of hearing people yapping away about their political ideas, then let me know down in the comments too. And I will not make a video about my political beliefs. Hey, did you know that people in Kazakhstan eat horses? Did you know that? People in Kazakhstan eat horses. What do you think about that? You know, I'm willing to bet most of my subscribers are shocked or they don't like that idea. What? I would never eat a horse. Those people are cruel. They're terrible. Look, it's just different cultural ideas, different cultural values. You know, if I went to Kazakhstan, would I eat a horse? Absolutely. You know, I'd eat the whole horse. In English, we have an idiom. We say, I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse. I'm so hungry, I'd eat. So if I went to Kazakhstan, you know, maybe I'd be so hungry that I'd eat the whole horse. You know, look, I mean, there's just different ideas, different values. Some people might not like the idea of eating a certain animal, like a dog or a cat. You know, other people might think it's a crazy idea to eat like a chicken or to eat like a cow or, I don't know, different things like that. Okay, so here's the message. Stop pigeonholing people. Stop pigeonholing people. You know, I think this is a bad thing when we sort of jump to conclusions and we try to put people in a box. Remember the pigeonhole box? Just imagine, when you hear this word, imagine a pigeon sort of sitting in a little box and you'll remember. Yeah, it's not good to put people into a hole like that. Okay, so there's your vocabulary. Like I said, this word is sometimes used in politics. I wouldn't say it's a very common word. Yeah, it's not very common, but it's pretty advanced. It's an advanced word. So maybe the title of this video is going to be English for advanced, or English for politics for advanced speakers. I don't know. I'll think about the title for this video after. But hey, my next video is also going to be about a word that is very similar to this, and that's the word conflate. Conflate. Do you know what this word means? Well, if you don't know what this word means, stick around, subscribe, smash like, leave a comment, because my next video is going to be about this word conflate. Hey, let's do some homework. I have a question, okay? Tell me about a time when someone pigeonholed you. Tell me about a time when someone pigeonholed you, when someone sort of jumped to conclusions and thought they understood everything about you when actually they were mistaken, right? I shared my story about, you know, wearing the red shirt in the country of Laos. Well, so I told you my story. Now you have to tell me a story of how someone pigeonholed you. I hope you guys are having a great day wherever you are. And as always, I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.